Hello.
Hello, this is Mike from New York Opinions Research. Today we're talking to people in your area about local issues. Your opinions are needed. The service is quick and confidential. What is your zip code?
Well, I'm sorry, I don't take surveys unless they're provided by a national organization.
I understand. However, this is not going to be taking much of your time, so I will be much appreciate your information matter. So what is your zip code?
12205.
Thank you. And are you registered to vote in the state of New York, or like many people, are you not registered?
No, I'm registered to vote.
You are registered to vote.
I am.
What, is that what you're saying? Okay.
Yes, I'm registered.
No, sir. Thank you. Do you think of yourself as male, female, or something else?
Male. Female. Oh, sorry. I had a rough day.
Okay.
Female.
Okay, thank you. What is the year of your birth?
Pass. I'm 86.
Thank you. Are you Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
Not Hispanic.
Thank you. Moving forward, what is your race? What is your race?
Caucasian. Okay, you done? Come on upstairs.
All right, just to confirm, can you please repeat one more time your answer? Just to have it all details correctly.
Caucasian.
Okay. One moment. All right. Just moving forward. What is the highest level of school you have completed or the highest degree you have received?
I have a doctorate.
Thank you. All right. For whom did you vote in the 2020 general election for president, or were you not able to vote?
No, I was registered. I just didn't vote that year.
Okay, so that means that you were not able to vote?
I didn't want to vote in that election.
Okay. Okay. All right. As you may know, there will be elections for president, U.S. Congress, and other states and local offices this November. How likely are you to vote in the upcoming November 2024 elections? Are you almost certain to vote? Will you probably vote? Are the chances 50-50? Mm-hmm. Will you probably no vote, or will not definitely vote?
No, I plan to vote.
All right. Just to confirm, are you going to vote, or are you not going to vote? I'm sorry, I prefer the answer.
Yes, I'm voting.
Thank you. How motivated are you to vote in the November 2024 election on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that you are not a lower motivated and 10 means you are extremely motivated?
10.
Thank you. How much power do you feel that your vote has to create change in your community? Please rate the amount of power you feel your vote on a scale of 0 to 10. 0 means your vote has no power at all, and 10 means that your vote has a lot of power.
0. New York is classically democratic.
Thank you for the answer. Please rate how much you agree or disagree with the following statements. Regardless of how I may feel about the candidates or issues on the ballot, it's my duty to vote this year. Do you strongly agree? Do you somewhat agree? Do you neither agree nor disagree? Do you somewhat disagree? Do you strongly disagree?
Strongly agree.
Thank you. Regardless of how anxious you are about voting, how much do you each of the following matter to you this year? For each of the following, please indicate if it matters a lot, matters somewhat, does not matter much, or does not matter at all. Protecting LGBTQ rights.
5 in between.
All right. Yeah. Just remember, for each of the following, please indicate if it matters a lot, matters somewhat, does not matter much, or does not matter at all.
Somewhat.
Thank you. The presidential election between Donald Trump and Kamala Harris. Please indicate if it matters a lot, matters someone, does not matter much, or does not matter at all.
Wait, that Trump is going against Kamala Harris? Is that what the question was?
Yeah, the presidential election between Donald Trump and Kamala Harris.
Matters somewhat.
Thank you. Protecting abortion rights?
Somewhat.
Thank you. Election for Congress, House of Representatives for the Senate?
Somewhat.
Thank you. Now, moving forward, we know people get busy when it's time to vote. How likely are you to vote on the following candidates or issues? For each of the following, would you say, nothing will stop me, I want to vote and probably will, if it's convenient, I will vote. I doubt I will vote. No change, I will vote. Protecting LGBTQ rights. Just remember.
The last one. It's not going to trigger me to vote.
Okay, no change, I will vote. Is that your answer?
No, I said wouldn't vote. If the issue was, will LGBTQ rights be a trigger to make me go vote, no.
Mm-hmm. I understand. Because just remember, for each of the following, would you say, nothing will stop you, I want to vote and probably will, if it's convenient, I will vote, I will vote, no change, I will vote.
No chance I vote.
Thank you. The presidential election between Donald Trump and Kamala Harris?
I will vote. The first one.
All right. Nothing will stop me. Is that your answer?
No, nothing will stop me. Yes.
Thank you. Protecting abortion rights?
No chance I'll vote.
Thank you. Election for Congress, House of Representatives of the Senate.
Nothing will stop me.
Thank you. Moving forward, I know it's a long way off, but if the November 2024 election for presidents were held today, would you vote for Republican Donald Trump, Democrat Kamala Harris, third party candidate Robert F. Kennedy, someone else, or would you no vote, or are you undecided, or some other options?
I'm going with Trump.
Thank you. If the 2024 election for Congress was held today, for whom would you vote? The Republican candidate, the Democratic candidate, a third party or independent candidate, or are you undecided, or would you no vote?
Republican.
Thank you. If you knew that protecting abortion access was on the ballot this November, how much more motivated would you to be to vote in the 2024 elections? Are you much more motivated, someone more motivated, no change, someone less motivated, much less motivated, will not vote?
No change.
Thank you. How much, if anything, have you heard about Prop 1, a constitutional amendment on the ballot to protect the rights of New Yorkers? Have you heard a lot, some, not much, nothing at all?
Not much.
Thank you. Here's the text of Prop 1. Here's the text of Prop 1, the amendment that